Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
What's up, man? How you been doing?
Oh, man, I've been doing good. You know, matter of fact, Chris, check this out.
Yes.
You know, I've been working on my office at the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm knocking some walls down. Nailing some boards up. You know, kind of expanding it a little bit.
I saw Jonathan was helping you with that.
Yeah. He loves tearing stuff up. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Gave him a sledgehammer. I said, all right, knock this wall down. And he was like, all right.
He tore really? Really?
Yeah, he tore it to pieces. So, you know, I'm nailing some boards up, you know, and I just started reminiscing. You know, back in... Reminiscing, yeah. I was thinking back all the times that we used to, you know, all the times we did all those projects, mm-hmm. you know, with the church back in the day. Mm-hmm. And I got to thinking, and as I'm nailing this board in, and, you know, there's a specific way you can nail a particular, you know, type of board in. It's called toe nailing.
Right, right.
Mm. You know, you kind of nail it at a 45-degree angle when you can't really get to it from mm-hmm. the other way.
Mm.
As I'm nailing this board in, I'm like, it just made me think of something. That was pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
You remember the time...
We can skip this,
When we were doing that project at the church, and mm-hmm. and this is the building I'm referring to. And, you know, John, he was real, you know, green back in those days. Yeah. Didn't know much about construction.
Yes.
And we thought it would be really funny. We said, John, come here. You know, he was there to help. He had his little apron on. He had his little belt buckle. He had his little tape measure. He was like,
You hear this, Chris?
Yes.
What can I do? I said, John, I need some toenails. Could you go find me some toenails? Sure. So he takes off looking for these toenails. He was gone for hours, I think. And he finally comes back. He goes, I can't find the toenails. I just don't know what do they look like.
They think this is humorous, you see. And my naivety and this is what you call taking advantage of someone that was there to help, to be a helper, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what in the world? When I found out, when it was revealed to me that this was a scam, they lied to me. You know, I am not the handyman, you know, although I have grown in some wisdom
yes,
over the
you
years.
Have.
I have grown in my,
you
in
do
my...
know what a toenail is now. And it's not the things you clip off the end of your toes.
No. Got that, you know. But I used to say, you know, a hammer in someone else's hand is a tool, and in my hand, it's a weapon. And I probably hurt myself, you know what I mean? But me and tools are not really the best of friends. I have learned, though.
I've gotten
an education, but I wouldn't say I'm a master builder, Chris. I'm not on the level.
You're not a Bob Builder, Bob Vila, right?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, I need the website, the video, and a whole lot of prayer and some duct tape to fix it all.
Just put some mud on it.
Oh, yeah.
Mud fixes everything.
That'll fix everything.
Mud fixes everything.
Just slap some mud on it and keep going.
That's it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.